Hi there, folks. Just wanted to share a very quick thought from when I was coming into work this morning. I'm riding along. I've got my music playing in my ears, and I'm just having some worship time, bit of prayer, as I often do. Behind me, I could feel the sun, and it's beautiful, it's warm, it's comforting, but up ahead, I'm looking ahead, and I can see a storm. It's quite a way off in the distance. It may or may not come in this direction. I'm looking at it, and it's a good one. It's dark. The clouds are they're moving slowly, and they're building. And I think it's going to bring a bit of wind and certainly some good rain and maybe even some hail as well. And I look at that, and I thought, when we see that kind of storm coming, we take precaution. We look at it and we go, yes, okay, I need to make sure all the windows are closed, nothing around outside. If it's going to be a particularly violent storm, I'll go and unplug everything from the walls as well. So I've had lightning strike in the past, destroy electronic devices. And when we see a storm like that coming in the natural, we take precaution. But I'm looking ahead this morning, and I'm looking at this storm, and I'm thinking, why don't we do that in the spiritual? If we look at where we are right now, at this point of time in history and in our lives, with what is potentially coming up, hey, if we've got any indication of these, whatever these end times may be or coming soon, there's a storm coming. It's a big one. And it's dark. And we can see it. We should be able to see it in the distance. And I couldn't see the other side of it. But we know, of course, from the Word, we know what's on the other side of the storm that's coming, these end times. We know that our Savior, Christ, He's coming. He comes behind the storm. And just as I know, when I look at those dark clouds, that once they're past, the sun will shine. Oh boy, yes, this storm that's coming here in the spiritual, once it's past, the sun will indeed shine when He returns and brings His kingdom with Him. Absolutely. But my thought was, as I'm looking at these clouds in the distance going, we take precautions in the natural to prepare for these storms. Why don't we do it in the spiritual? I mean, there are so many what I'd call a comfortable Christian, so many comfortable Christians out there right now, and perhaps you listening to this, and if so, I hope to spark and ignite some livelihood into you through the Spirit. There is a storm coming. It's a big one. And these last couple of years, we've been beginning to see it building and changing things, even in the natural, in such a way that we've never experienced before. But this storm that's coming, there's only one possible way that you can weather it, and it's not to be a comfortable Christian. Here's the question. How often do you pray? Are you yet involved in daily prayer? If not, you should be. Make it so. How often do you read your Word? Are you yet involved with daily reading of the Word? If not, make it so. The only way you can prepare yourself for this storm is the same way that Daniel prepared himself for his storm, that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, that they prepared themselves for the storm that was coming, and they didn't even know it was coming, but they were faithful in prayer, and they were faithful in reading of the Word. They didn't give up what they knew they had in the spiritual for the worldly Babylonian lifestyle. They didn't give it up. And folks, we're in Babylon right now. It's at least so much like it, isn't it? There's a storm coming. There's a big storm coming. And the only way you can be prepared for it, to make it through to the other side, is through continual prayer. The Word says that we should be praying without ceasing. We need to be in continual reading of the Word. We are told to meditate on it day and night. This is the only way with Christ that you can weather this storm that is coming up. So I just want to share with you, it's an encouragement, though it could sound a little bit foreboding. It's not. Not with Christ. It's encouragement. Talking with Him, reading His words, Him talking back to you, the King of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the fairest of 10,000, the lily of the valley, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. So much. That storm, nothing. He's been telling us for thousands of years it's coming. He's been getting everything ready for us. So pray, read, Be diligent, be faithful, be ready in season and out of season to be able to share the word and give the reason for the hope that is within you. Just want to share that with you, some encouragement. As that storm comes, don't look at it. Look beyond it. Look to our Savior, Jesus. Have a great day. Blessed day. I'll talk to you again, I hope, soon. Bye-bye.